One more thought now about President Obama's credibility with young voters. Certainly the campaigner-in-chief was a believer back in 2008.
Our campaign was not hatched in the halls of Washington. It grew strength from the young people who rejected the myth of their generation's apathy.
And he was right. Younger voters surged the Democrats' vote tally in record numbers, helping to reweave the red-blue electoral quilt. And it was partly because Obama sang in tune to the broader youth culture, a culture hungry for something. Remember this from Will.i.am?
It was a creed written into the founding documents that declared the destiny of a nation. Yes, we can.
I mean, he's sort of a political rock star. His speeches were like concerts. And I think that really appealed to a lot of young people, and it definitely appealed to me.
21-year-old Rebecca Cook, student at the University of Pennsylvania, sings soprano in the college a cappella group, The Counterparts.
Begging you to put your loving hands out, baby. I'm begging you.
Aged 18 to 21, many of these voices were heard for the first time on the way to the voting booth in 2008. Straight out of the pilot of the hit TV series Glee, the first season of Glee coincided with Obama's first year in office. And while these folks look and sound just like Finn, Rachel, and the rest of the New Directions, turns out that in this second season, politically, some are headed down a different path.
Take Rebecca here. She voted for Obama in 08 despite her mom's Republican roots. And 2010 may not be a sequel.
I got a lot of criticism from my family for voting for Obama. More now than at the time, I'm beginning to hear their criticism. I think he used a lot of language that was hollow. Hope is not a policy. It's an emotion.
In fact, Rebecca told our partners at the BBC that she's not going to vote Democratic this time and probably won't bother voting at all. That old apathy Obama thought he banished may be back. A recent study by the Pew Research Center suggests less than half of all those under the age of 30 would definitely vote in this year's elections. Now compare that with three-quarters of voters aged over 30 who say they will vote.
This might explain the president's return pilgrimage to that mecca of politically aware youth, Jon Stewart's Daily Show. It worked back in 2007.
First of all, I'm a fan because I think that Jon is able to break through a lot of the silliness of a campaign season, and in a way you actually end up being more truthful and end up talking more substance on a show like this than you do sometimes on some of these other shows. So that's one. The other thing is you've got a different audience, and part of our campaign is about getting people who haven't been involved in the process involved in the process. This is a wonderful venue to do it.
But young people may be more realistic this time. Show business alone may not cut it. Take 18-year-old singer Jonathan Erie, who'll be voting for the first time this November.
People have to keep in mind, Obama's not a messiah, he's not a prophet. He's one guy who represents a larger party that's trying to make progress. And the whole system of government that we have is based on checks and balances. You can't expect one person to change the country, let alone the world, overnight.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
So, the question for the Democrats, who will be believing on November 2nd? These University of Pennsylvania voices have got the lyrics right, but will Obama get their votes?
Don't stop believing. Hold on to your feeling and streetlights, people.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.